Ton of stuff you dollied. Let's start on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. About halfway up on Yud Gimel Amud Beis on 13b, with again a review of what we had learned yesterday about when to recite the prayer of Anenu. Said the Gemara, "Tzlos v'tani seichem ad karina." When do we, or how do we mention the prayer of a fast? How do we mention the Anenu blessing? God, answer us on the day of our need, when we're in a great crisis. We need your help. So Adbar Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Brei, Rav Yehuda elevated Rav Yitzchak his son. He appointed Rav Yitzchak his son to a leadership position. That's how the Yavetz explains it. However, Rashi says Adbere means that Rav Yehuda was leading. Not that Rav Yehuda made Rav Yitzchak into a leader, but Rav Yehuda was leading Rav Yitzchak his son on the road. Vidarash, and he interpreted the following. He said, Yachid Shekibul Alav Tanis, if an individual accepts upon himself to fast, today's a fast day for him, right? He said at Mincha of yesterday that today he'll be fasting. Nispalel Sheltanis, he recites the prayer of a fast, Veheichan Omra, and where does he say it? It's its own blessing. Bein Goel L'Rofe, it's the blessing of Anenu, said between the blessing of Goel Yisrael and Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. Maskeflor Rav Yitzchak, so Rav Yitzchak challenged his father of Yehuda, V'chiyachid Koveya Bracha La'atzmo, if an individual made a fast day for himself, is that such a big deal that he can create, he gets his own blessing. Now he has a new blessing in his Shmona Esrei. It's such a prominent deal that we can now add a blessing to the text of Shmona Esrei. So Elam Rav Yitzchak disagreed. He said if an individual accepted a fast day upon himself, he doesn't add a new blessing, but rather within the blessing of Shomea Tefillah, which is that Hashem hears all of our prayers, within that blessing, he says, Anenu. So rather, Ela, Amar Rav Yitzchak, rather Rav Yitzchak said, B'Shomea Tefillah. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes also said that the prayer of Anenu is said, B'Shomea Tefillah, within Shomea Tefillah. That an individual would say the prayer of Anenu in his fast, in Shomea Tefillah. So this is saying that an individual... So this is saying that an individual is an individual and he's fasting. It sounds like doesn't it, regardless of what type of a fast. So whether it's a fast that's personal or part of the nation fasting for need of rain, what we call Tanis Tzibur, whatever type of a fast, the individual would say Anenu in Shomea Tefillah. Ask the Gemara, Meisve, the yeshiva student's challenge of Yitzchak. We lived in a braisa, in ben yachid letzibur. There's no difference between an individual and the community. One has an added blessing in his Shmona Esrei. Now, originally the Shmona Esrei was 18 blessings. Then they added a 19th actually, v'la malshinim. We always refer to it still as the original form, the 18 blessings. So one has 18 blessings, in other words, a normal Shmona Esrei, and the other one has an additional blessing. So in other words, the community says another blessing, Anenu. So ma yachidu ma tzibur, when we say the individual versus the community, what's the individual, what's the community? Ilema yachid mamish, if you're going to tell me that an individual is just an individual. The tzibur, when we say the community, we're referring to a shliach tzibur, we're referring to the chazan and his repetition. So then 1 second. Hani Chayasre is the Chazan only adding one blessing. Esen Va'ar Bahavu. We know that the Chazan adds 6 extra blessings. So rather what the Brice means like this. Ein Ben Yachid Shekibul Alav Tanis. Yachid. The Yachid Shekibul Alav Tanis Tzibur. Both are talking about an individual who's praying. And I think there's no difference between an individual who's praying on a fast day when he accepted on himself an individual fast, or he accepted upon himself to be part of the community, to fast with the community when they're fasting for the rain. If it's an individual's fast, when he had a bad dream, so he's fasting today, we only say the regular Shmona Esrei. And in the regular Shmona Esrei, he'll include Anenu in Shomea Tefillah. Where's the one who's part of the communal fast? Mispalel Shasrei, he has an extra blessing. He has the extra blessing of Anenu between Rofe and Goel. Actually, between Goel and Rofe. Shmamin, as you see from here, that Yachid Kovia Bracha La'atzmo, that unlike Rav Yitzchak, an individual, he's just part of the communal fast, he would add another blessing for Anenu. Says the Gemara, so Shema Aminah, so again, you see from here, Yachid Kovia Bracha La'atzmo, that an individual who's fasting together with the community, so even though it's a Yachid davening and it's his own private Shemona Esrei, he says a full blessing for Anenu. He doesn't just include it in the Shomea Tefillah. Says the Gemara, lo, maybe not. Lo, memelecha shliach tzibur. When we said in the Braisa that the tzibur has 19 blessings, in other words, a full added blessing because it's a fast, and the Yachid does not have you, therefore has 18 blessings, a normal Shemona Esrei. Well, we didn't mean to say that both times we're talking about an individual davening tefillas yachid, an individual prayer, but one time he's davening as part of the community, one time he's davening because he made his own personal fast. Lo memlucha, I can tell you, l'shliach tzibur. The Brice is referring to the chazen. On a communal fast, the chazen, he'll say 19 blessings, because for him, anenu is a full blessing, whereas the yachid, the individual is davening b'yachidus, before we get to the repetition of the Amida, he puts his Anenu into the Shema Kolenu. He only has 18 blessings. Udo Kakashlach, when you asked, 1 second, Shliach Tzibur, the Chazin, Esrim Arba Matzli, he says 24 blessings, because he adds 6 new blessings, because it's a fast day. What we're dealing with in this Braisa is B'sholosh Taniyos Rishonos, the first 3 fasts, when we didn't have rain in Cheshvan. The Lekha Esrim Arba, there we don't have 24 blessings, there we don't add 6 blessings. Asks the Gemara below, but is that really true? Is it true that in the first 3 fasts we don't have 24 blessings? For ain bain katani, but we don't have a brisa, the term ain bain. This is the only difference. The brisa says like this, ain bain shalosh rishonos, the shalosh emtsaios. There's no difference between the first 3 fasts and the 3 middle fasts. Just in the first 3 fasts, you're allowed to do work too, you just can't eat. But in the middle 3 fasts, you're not allowed to do work. But in regards to the 24 prayers, and those 24 blessings in the Shemona Esrei, to add 6 blessings to the Shemona Esrei, Zev is Eshav, and they're both the same. Answer the Gemara, no, Tana Vishayim. There are things that are left out. There's a difference. In other words, in the middle fast, there's 24 blessings. In the first 3 fasts, there are only an extra blessing for Anenu. And another difference. That's what's mentioned. The difference that's mentioned is, in the first 3 fasts, you're allowed to do malacha. In the middle 3 fasts, you can't be doing malacha. So give us 1 second. You can only say that when it's listing differences, it left some of the differences out, if you can find for me more than one difference that it left out. My shir, the high shir. What else did it leave out that you're telling me it left this out? And furthermore, va'im bein katani, but the language was, there is no difference other than this. It sounds like there is no difference other than this. Ella, so we can't say that answer, we have to say another answer. The Braisa, when it said the only difference between the first 3 fasts and the middle fasts is in the first 3 fasts you can do work, in the middle 3 fasts you can't do work, because the Braisa is only talking about doing work and the prohibitions. But it wasn't dealing with the prayers. And in terms of the prayers, maybe in fact, there is a difference. The first 3 fasts you only have 1 added blessing on Anenu, and in the next 3 fasts there's another 5 added blessings. Everybody saying, well, certainly I can tell you another point, another answer. But maybe the idea of saying the 24 blessings, the extra 6 blessings, because it's a fast day, that's only true about the last 7 fasts. But in those middle 3 fasts, we don't say them. So between in terms of the middle 3 fasts versus the first 3 fasts, the only difference is work. There is no difference in terms of blessings, because in both, they would only say 1 additional blessing. So bottom line, we are, in fact, following the view of Rav Yitzchak. An individual, when he's fasting, he says Anenu within Shomei Tefillah. He doesn't have a separate blessing of Anenu. Either Braisa says that a Tzibur has a separate blessing of Anenu. That doesn't mean an individual fasting a Tanis Tzibur. What it means is the communal prayer of the Chazen has a separate blessing of Anenu. So what do we just say now in our last answer? We said that in the middle 3 fasts, we don't have the 24 blessings. We only have the normal Shemona Esrei with an Anenu. For lo, is that really true that we don't have 24 blessings? We don't have an extra 6 blessings in the middle 3 fasts. Well, Tanya, but you don't remember Isa. Ein bein shalosh shniyos l'shev achronos. There's no difference between the middle 3 fasts and the 7 final fasts. El shebeilu masriin. Just that in these, the final fasts, they would be making chua sounds. They would be making noise with the shofar. V'no'al in esachanuyos. And they lock the stores. But it sounds like halachot, in regards to everything else, in terms of how many blessings are in the Shemona Esrei, Zev is Hashem, they're the same. Okay, then we're going to tell me, Yochanami, here too, ton of Bashir. No, these are differences, but there are more differences. Some of the differences are left out. But it said, there's no difference other than this. Says the Gemara, one second, Bitizma, do you really think, Ein Bein Dafka? When it said Ein Bein, it meant there's no difference between the middle fast and the final fast, only the two things of Masriyan and the only two differences are the shofar use and the closing of the stores. Vashir Teva, clearly something else is left out, and that is that in the final fast, the Aron Kodesh is taken out of the shul and put into the main square to get everybody all worked up. And that doesn't happen in the middle three fasts. Says more, no. Imishum Teva, if you're going to tell me about the Aron Kodesh being moved, Lav Shiru, that's not really leaving something out, because neither did Sinu Katsani, it's listing those things that are private. Neither did Farhesya Lo Katsani, but the things that are very public are not listed. So I didn't mention moving the Aron Kodesh out into the street, because that's something very public. And so therefore, we don't have a proof in the fact that it didn't mention that in the final fast, the Aron Kodesh goes out into the street, that he's leaving out differences. And therefore we can say that when it said Ein Bein, we could say that Ein Bein is in fact, in particular, right? It is saying just that. And therefore, apparently, the only difference between the middle fast and the final fast is the truos and the stores. But in both of them, they would say the 24 blessings. So the Gemara now says, "Amar Rav Ashi, Matnisa Nami Deika." Our Mishnah also implies that in the middle fast, they would say the 24 blessings, and the Chazan would add 6 blessings because it's a fasting. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Ma'elu Yiseros Alarishonos, in what way are the middle fasts, what way are the final fasts, the 7 fasts, more than the middle fasts? Elashabe'elu, just that in these, the final fasts, Masriyan, they make sounds with the shofar, Vinolan Esachanios, and they lock the stores. In the middle fast, they don't make sounds with the shofar, and they don't lock the stores. So it sounds like, okay, the difference is in terms of locking stores and making sounds with the shofar, but everything else, such as saying the 24 blessings, they're both the same. You're going to tell me about our Mishnah, that our Mishnah also really means that there, you know, it's saying that there's a difference, and in the last fasts, there's shofar, in the middle fasts, there isn't shofar, in the last fast, they close the store, in the middle fast, they do not close the store. But really, there are other differences too. You can't say that. Because the Mishnah said, what is it? Ma'ilu Yaseiros. In what way are they more than the earlier ones? In other words, these are the differences, nothing more. But Tizbra says the Gemara, do you really think, Ma'ilu Dafkahu, that when it says Ma'ilu, in what way are these different? It's saying just these differences. Vahashir Lateva. But we know there are other differences that aren't mentioned. For example, in the final fast, the Aron Kodesh goes out into the street, and that was not mentioned about the middle fasts. Says the Gemara, Imi Shum Teva, if you're going to tell me about the Aron Kodesh, Lav Shiruhu, that's not considered leaving something out. Because we're talking about Mishnayos here. And the next parak, we're going to talk about that. So therefore, the fact that it said Ma'elu is not to say with the exception of leaving out the... So we don't know that Ma'elu isn't Meduyak. It could be Ma'elu is saying Bedafka. What differences are there? These are the only two differences. Show for the final fasts and closing stores in the final fast. So it's saying these are the only differences. Why did it also mention moving out the Aron if these are the only differences? It's going to mention that in the next parak. But it's not going to mention a difference in terms of the amounts of blessings. That means the middle fast also get the 24 blessings. Hash the slachy. Now we've arrived at this answer that sometimes the Tana is relying on the, what it's going to say in the next parak, it could be, Esrim V'arba, Nami Lav Shiru. The fact that it left out the difference about the 24 blessings is really not leaving anything out. We can say that in the middle fast, you do not see the 24 blessings. Why didn't the Tana specify that? The fact that in the next parak is going to say that at the final fast, we say the 24 blessings. And it doesn't mention anything about the middle fasts. Therefore, we already know the middle fasts do not say the 24 blessings, and in the final fasts, they have to say the 24 blessings in the Shmona Esrei. So now, once we're saying that in the middle fasts, you don't need to say the 24 blessings, Now we come back to the earlier answer. When the Braisa said, Ein ben yachal letzibur, lo shazem espal shmoni esi, v'zem espal chayisrei, the Braisa is talking about the first fasts. And the first fasts, the Braisa is saying, the shliach tzibur ad an aneinu, but it's not saying anything about the middle fasts. Okay, my havyala, what's the bottom line halacha? An individual is davening a silent amida. Maybe he's not even davening with a minyan. What does he do to mention the fast day? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Sisratai, v'chein amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, amar Rav, Rav Shmuel bar Sisratai, Sisratai, and this is also Rav Chiya bar Ashi, the name of Rav. An individual makes his own blessing of Aneinu, and he says it between Goel and Rofe, between Goel Yisrael and Rofe Chol Yama Yisrael. And Rav Ashi Yama Mishmei Rav Yanai, Brid Rav Yishmael, Rav Ashi, the name of Rav Yanai, the son of Rav Yishmael. No, he says it as part of Shomei Atfila. He does not have his own blessing. The Hilchasan, that's the halacha. B'Shomei Atfila, that the Aneinu is said as part of the blessing of Shomei Atfila. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah earlier that if there's no rain, there's a total of 13 fasts on Monday, Thursday, Mondays that the court will impose on the community. Three fasts, another three fasts, and then seven fasts. What about women who are pregnant? What about women who are nursing? Do they need to participate in these fasts of the community, appealing to God for rain? Tanecha, we learned in one braisa, obros, women who are pregnant, women nikos, women who are nursing. Mis anos barishonos, they fast during the first three fasts, or during during the first fasts. They ain't mis anos bachronos, but they don't fast in the later fasts. Tanecha, another braisa said, mis anos bachronos, they fast in the later fasts. They ain't mis anos barishonos, they don't fast in the earlier fasts. The Tanyidach in the third brisa says, Ein misanos lo brishonos, they don't fast in the earlier fasts, lo bachronos, nor in the later fasts. How do we resolve these three brisas? Amar Rav Ashi answered, Nekotem tzayis biyada, hold into your hand to talk about the middle fasts. And so when do the women fast? They fast in those three middle fasts. They don't fast the first three fasts. But they also don't fast the final seven fasts, because that's too hard for a sick woman or for a pregnant woman to do. And in that way, the Metarets and Kula, now we can explain all the brisos. The first brisa that said they fast the first fast, but not the final fasts, that's referring to the middle fast, because the middle fasts are first to the final ones. They fast those middle ones, but not the final ones. The final ones, it's too hard for them to do. The brisa that says they fast the final fast, not the first fast, is referring to the middle fasts. The middle fasts are final ones compared to the first ones. They fast in the middle ones, but they don't fast in the first ones. And the third passage says they don't fast neither in the first ones nor in the final ones. It's not talking about the middle anymore. It's talking about the very first and the very end. So the very first fast and the very last fasts, they do not fast in. They fast, they don't fast in the very first three fasts. Because the very first three fasts, it's at a time when we haven't yet felt that Hashem's anger is so strong. It's not that Hashem is so upset. It's the very beginning. Okay, we haven't had the rain yet. So therefore, these women who it's hard for them to fast, they're nursing, they're pregnant, they don't need a fast. The last seven fasts, it's too hard for them to fast. The middle ones, those are the ones that they would fast in. All right, then we lived in our Mishnah. Ma'ilu yaseiro salarishonos. In what way are these the final fasts more than the earlier ones, than the middle fasts? Eloshabelu masrin venolinasachanios. Only in this way that the final fast, they blow shofar during the davening and they lock the stores. Demai masrin. So this term masrin, what does that mean? Masrin. Rabbi Yudom and Bishofar. So Vita says, we've explained, they blow shofar. And they add six blessings in the final fast. And in each of those blessings, they blow a tkiya, trua tkiya. However, Rabbi Yehuda, the bridge of Shmuel bar Shilas. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Shmuel bar Shilas. Mishmei de Rav Amar, the name of Rav said, what it means is, Baneinu. They call out for Aneinu. So Rashi explains, it's like we say in Slichos. They call out, Aneinu, Aminu, Aneinu. Aneinu, Lokei Abraham, Aneinu. Anenu lukei Yitzchak anenu. Anenu lukei Yaakov anenu. And this is their calling out loudly is called Masriyan. So the Gemara says, Kosal Kadaitach, they thought to say, Mazomar ba'aneinu lo amar b'shofars. So the one who said Masriyan here means that they say the Anenu prayers, he would hold that they do not sound the shofar. And the word Masriyan cannot mean sounds of shofar. Manam b'shofaros, the one who says that it means they make the shofar sound, lo amar ba'aneinu, it doesn't mean aneinu. As the Gemara about Tanya, but didn't we learn in a Braisa about the final fasts? Ain't pochasin misheva taniyos alatzibur. They don't do less than imposing seven fasts on the community. Shebehen, in these seven fasts, you have shmona esrei hasraos, 18 hasraos. So if you're going to say it means kia tshuva tkia for each of the six blessings, very good. That you can get to 18. The siman ledavar, the sign of it is Yericho. The Yericho was conquered. Now, Yericho v'shofar osava. Yericho was conquered through the sounding of the shofar. So it's yuv t'lamad arba'aneinu. So this should be a disproof of the one who says that as Masriyan means that they just say the prayer of Anenu, Anenu Elokeinu, Anenu, Anenu Elokei Yitzchak, Anenu, Anenu Elokei Yaakov, Anenu. Ela b'shafar z'guliyam alo pligi, the karile hasra. Certainly the term Masriyan can be referring to shofaros, to the sounding of the shofar. Ki pligi, the question is, Anenu, can it also be referring to the prayer of Anenu, of, you know, Anenu, b'shus Avram, b'shus Yitzchak, etc.? Mar Sabra, one holds Kari Le Hasra, that this prayer of Anenu can also be called Hasra. Mar Sabra, the other one holds Lo Kari Le Hasra, it's not called Hasra. The man's Amar Ba'Anenu, the one who says that Masriyan can be referring to the prayer of Anenu, Kosh came to Shofaros. Certainly, you can be sounding the Shofaros. Amar Ba'Shofaros, the one who says that Masriyan means that you sound the Shofaros. Aval Ba'Anenu Lo. But he doesn't hold that you would be saying the prayer of Anenu. This prayer that we say during Slichos on a fast day. Says the Gemara, how could you say this? How could Rav say that Masriyan can be referring to the prayer of Anenu? Let's see, all sorts of other tragedies come. Kagon chikuch, like an illness of person has a, he's stumbling all the time. He's a hard time walking. There's an epidemic of people having a hard time. They're knocking into each other. Their balance is off. Or chagav, or grasshoppers that have come. Hamis ratsho, chagav, or zvuv, or there are a lot of flies here, vitzira, or a lot of hornets. Yitushin, there are mosquitoes coming into people's eyes and nostrils. Or shiguach, nachashim v'akravim, or there are snakes and scorpions. So for these tragedies, it's not the tragedy of lack of rain, but for these other tragedies, and it's not a danger to people's lives, lo yimasriyan, then they wouldn't be masriyan elot soakin. But they would be screaming out in their prayers. Now, midat soaka b'peh. The fact that soakin is allowed. What is soakin? What soakin is the norm. What is soakin? They're screaming out with their mouth. That sounds like hasra, though. It's not with the mouth. Hasra is b'shofaros. B'shofaros. So you see, the term Masriyan means shofar. Prayer is called tzaka, even a loud prayer. So how can Rav say over here that Masriyan means praying, and probably in other places also it means praying? Answer the Gemara, it could be that this Tana that you quoted does not hold that Hasra'ah refers to a loud prayer. But really Tanai, it's a machlokas Tanai, there is another Tana who holds that a loud prayer is called a hasra'ah. And Masriyan is referring to loud prayers. Appealing, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu, save us, answer us. The Tanya is we learned in a braisa. Al Eilu Masriyan b'Shabbos. For the following tragedies, we are Masriyah on Shabbos. Al Irshi Kifu Agayim. The city that was surrounded by Gentile soldiers. O Nahar, or an overflowing river that seems about to come and flood all the fields and the homes. Valsfina mitzorefes b'yam, or on a boat that is shaking in the waves of the ocean and it might drown. So here there's a danger, so Masrin even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi, Yom Rabbi Yossi says, when we say Masrin on Shabbos, let's just to get help. Avalol tzaka, but not for a type of davening. Because we know that maybe we can't do the davening. That's Rashi's first explanation. Because maybe we're not so sure we're going to where we will succeed with our davening. So now, says the Gemara, B'mai, what type of masrin are we referring to here? Then b'shofaros, it was to blow shofar. Shofaros b'shabbos mishari. Are you allowed to blow shofar? You can't blow shofar on Shabbos. Elav be'aneinu, must be that we're saying, do you say these special prayers? There's a great crisis. So you say a prayer be'aneinu. And that is called masrin. Elav be'aneinu v'kakari le' hasra. It's still called masrin. Shramina, so that is a good proof. Bishnei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, in the years of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is the grandson of Rebbe's grandson. He's the grandson of Rebbe's grandson. So Bishnei Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Habatzara, there was a tragedy which was causing people a lot of pain. Gazutlas Esri Tanios. So they decreed 13 fasts. 13 fasts. Right? Like we have for lack of rain. Veloyani, but they didn't get an answer. So Savra the Migzer Tve. So you figured, okay, I'll add fasts. Amir Bami, Rabami said to him, Ariam Rue Machikhne Satsibur Yosemidai. We know that the sages have said we don't make it too difficult for the community. We don't add to the community more than 13 fasts. Rab Abba, Brid Rab Chia Bar Abba, Rab Abba, the son of Rab Chia Bar Abba said, Rab Ami Da'avad, Lagamu Da'avad. Rab Ami was only doing something for himself. He didn't want to fast so much. He's not right. But Allah, Rab Chia Bar Abba, Rab Yochanan, Lo Shana, when did we say this, that we can only have 13 fasts on the community? El Gisham, only in regards to the lack of rain. Abba, the Shami, the Puranias, but for other tragedies. They keep fasting and continuing, even though until they get answered from heaven. Like Rav Abba, that for other tragedies you can have even more than 13 fasts. The Brisa says, when they said you start with 3 fasts, and then you have another 3 fasts, and then they add another 7 fasts. That's only in regards to a problem of lack of rain. But if we have some other tragedy, we want more than, and we still haven't been answered, we keep fasting until we get answered. Says the Gemara, so one second, so this price should be a disproof of Rav Ami. He said, don't add some more than 13 fasts. Rabbi Ami will say, okay, that price is against me, but Tanayim, but it's a machlokas, Tanayim, the Tanayim, because we don't get a price, and goes in Yosef, Mishlosh, Esri, Tanayim, Salat Tzibur, we don't make more than 13 fasts on the community, Levishay, Machichan, and Salat Tzibur, Yosef, Midai, because we can't inconvenience the community too much, we can't put too much of a burden on them, Dibri Rebbe, it's a view of Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel Lomer, Shimon Gamliel says, Lomen Hashem Luzet, that's not the reason. Elam Ipnei, the reason why after 13 fasts we don't continue with the fasts. Is Sheyatzaz Mana Shal Revi'a. When you finish the 13 fasts, most of the time of the rain is done with. So now, whatever rain's going to come now will only help a little bit. So what are we going to make a decree for this little bit of help? So, based on this argument, we can now apply it to something else, right? On other fasts, for other tragedies, would we make more than 13 fasts? According to Rebbe, that we don't put too much of a tirch on the community. So then even if we're not praying about rain, we're praying about war, we're praying about epidemics, also we would put too much on the community. We wouldn't make them fast more than 13 fasts. Or is it going to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel? The reason why we don't have more than 13 fasts is because after the 13 fasts, already most of the rain's done. So whatever rain would come, that would only be a little bit. It's not going to help much. So for the little bit of help, we don't need a fast. That's true about other things, but that's true about rain. But it wouldn't be true about other needs. For other needs, we would be able to make more than 13 fasts on the community. So now the Gemara is going to talk about situations, places, where they need rain more than just during the winter. So when they're asking for rain, should they be saying the same Talmud Matar and Birchas Hashanim throughout the year? Or maybe they should stop come Pesach time and say the same Talmud Matar because they need it maybe in Shemayat Tefillah. The people of Nineveh asked the question to Rabbi, people like us, even during the summer, during July, we need rain. Hey, Chinavid, what are we going to do with the prayer of a Saint Talamata? Ki Yechidim Zamina, Okram Zamina. Are we like individuals? Or are we like a community? We like individuals, and therefore we should just say B'Shamayat Tefillah. In Shamayat Tefillah, we should ask for rain, even during the summer. Okram Daminan, or maybe we are like a community, and therefore, Birchas Hashanim. We should be asking for rain in Birchas Hashanim, in saying the same Talmud, even during the summer. Shalach Lui sent back to them, Kiyachidim Damisu, you're like individuals, and therefore B'Shamayat Tefillah, you should ask for rain. The yeshiva students challenged Rabbi Yehuda and Abraya Sam, Rabbi Yehuda Rita said, a Masai. When did they say to have 13 fasts for lack of rain? Bismat Shasham Kitzikana. When the years are the way they should be. People are planting in Cheshvan, they're harvesting in Nisan. Be Israel, Shuin Alad Masan. The Jewish people are on their land in Eretz Israel. But nowadays, the years aren't the way they should be. The years are not the way they should be. So some years need more rain, some years need less, and the Jews aren't in their land. So now, now it's all based on the year. There's some year that's very sunny, needs a lot of rain. And other years that don't need a lot of rain. And it's based on the place where you are. And And everything is based on what time we're at, and the rain hasn't yet come. So we see here in this brisa that in terms of the fast, it's going to be based on the tzorech, based on the need of the place. So the same thing should be presumably in regards to the request of a Saint Talumata. Every place should be asking based on what's needed in that place. So if they need rain during the summer, like in Nineveh, then let them be saying the same Talumatar in Birchas Hashanim, in the blessing of the year. Why did Rebbe tell the people of Nineveh to say the same Talumatar in Shomayat Tefillah? Amar Lei. So he said to him, Masnisa Ramis Alei Rebbe. With a brisa, you're trying to throw a challenge up against Rebbe? Rebbe Tanu Upalik. Rebbe himself is a Tana. He can disagree. Maybe the Tana of that Brisa would hold that the people of Nineveh, some of the fasts are based on where people are living and what those people need. So maybe the Birchas Hashanim also, they should say the same Talumata. But Rebbe doesn't hold that way. And Rebbe disagrees. So now what's the halacha? My havi Allah. What's the conclusion? If you live in a place that needs rain in the summer, should you be saying the same Talumatar in Birchas Hashanim during the summer or not? Or maybe you should be saying that request for rain in Shomayat Tefillah. So Rav Nachman said, Birchas Hashanim. If you need it, so then in Birchas Hashanim, ask the same Talumatar. Rav Sheshes Amar, no, in Shomayat Tefillah. If you need it, you can ask for it, but you say it in Shomayat Tefillah. Birchas Halach is, Shomayat Tefillah, you say it in Shomayat Tefillah. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah that in the final seven fasts, they would lock the stores. B'sheni, on those fasts that are on Mondays, matzin im chashecha. So they would, you know, tilt open the store a little bit towards evening, so that people could be able to go in and get something to eat. But they didn't open up the store door open fully. B'chamishi, on the Thursdays, kol hayom, they'd have the store open the whole day, mipnei kavanas Shabbos. So honor Shabbos. But they weren't sure of the yeshiva. Eichi katani, how do you read this Mishnah? B'sheni matin im chashecha. U'b'chamishi kol hayom, mipnei kavanas Shabbos. Is it saying that on a Monday of these fasts, they would open the store door a little bit as it's getting dark? And on the Thursday, they'd open the store door a little bit all day to honor Shabbos, to enable people to honor Shabbos? Hold on, b'sheni matzah. On the Monday, they'd open the store a little bit as it's getting dark. U'b'chamishi, and on the Thursday, poschen, they open the door fully, kol hayom kulo, the whole day. Answers the Gemara, Tashma, come in here, proof to Tanya and Dinabraisa. B'sheini matin ado erev. On the Monday, they would open the store from as it's getting dark until evening. U'b'chamishi poschen. And on the Thursday, they open the door fully, not matin, they open the door fully. And they do it, kol hayom kulo, the whole day, even they come to Shabbos, for the honor of Shabbos. Now, when he just said, and on the Monday, he can open the store up a little bit so they can have food, but only late in the day, and only partially open the door. If Hayulo Shneipsachim, if he has two doors normally, two openings, so then Poseach Echad, he can open one fully, Vinoel Echad, and he'll lock the other one. Hayulo Itztaba, if in his store he had a chair, Keneged Pisco, next to his door. So the store doesn't open really to the street. He can open the door openly and he doesn't have to worry. In other words, the reason why you only open up the door a little bit and you do it late at night or late in the day towards evening is so that people who are walking by shouldn't feel bad. People are fasting. If you open the door fully, they look in, they see all the food. They'll feel very bad. But here, they're not going to feel so bad because, number one, there is a chair to block their view, or there's another door that's closed, and therefore it's not so bad. They won't feel bad when they see this store that's only partially open. Okay, then the Mishnah taught us, Avru Elu Velo Nanu. If these fasts pass and they still have not gotten the rain, now, b'matan b'maso b'matan, they reduce the amount of business, u'b'binyin, and construction, u'b'netziya, and planting trees. Tanu din b'raisa, when we said that they reduce b'binyin, the building, it means b'binyin shel simcha, the buildings of great joy. Netziya, reducing the planting, is netziya shel simcha, the plantings of joy. Ezehu binyin shel simcha. What's the building of joy? Zehabona beis chasnos livno. Someone who builds a home for his son is getting married. Ezehu netziya shel simcha. What's the planting of joy? Zehanotzeya avarnaki shamalachim. This is the one who plants the avarnaki of the kings. In other words, the kings had a practice. They used to plant a tree when the baby was born, and then when the baby was old enough, they would cut down this tree and they'd make out of it a beis chasnos, a beautiful home. So if somebody does the same, he plants a tree when his son is born, it's a very exciting time. He's planting a tree, preparing for the wedding. So that would be something that one would not do when we are in a state of crisis and we don't have rain. Then we're going to do the Mishnah, that if all 13 fasts went by, we still haven't been answered. So we reduce business, construction, planting, marriages, Ubishela Shalom, and even in terms of asking peace from one person to his friend. Tana Rabbanu Dina Braisa, if the 13 fasts have gone by and we still have not gotten rain, Chadev, the Torah scholars, Ein Sheila Shalom Beinem, they don't say hello to each other. Ameharetz Sheshoalim, Ameharetz, who ask them, oh, how are you doing? They respond softly, yes, peacefully, I'm doing okay, with a serious head, with a lowered head, because they don't want to create any animosity. Another thing that the Torah scholars do at this time, they wrap a talis over their head, v'yoshvin, and they sit, k'aveilim v'chemenudin, like mourners, like people who are excommunicated, kibnei adam and azufim l'makom, like people who Hashem is upset with them. Until they have compassion from the heavens and the rain comes down. Now we've learned in several places that in a time of tragedy, people wear sackcloth and they fall on their faces in prayer. Gemara is now going to talk about when is a great person, prominent person, allowed in his prayer to fall on his face and wear such sackcloth. Amr Belazar, Belazar said, "Alam Chashav Hashoy Lipol Al Panav Elim King Naanek Yoshua Benon." The only time a great person can fall on his face in prayer is if he's confident, like Yoshua Benon, that he's going to get answered. Shenamar, as it says, "Vayomer Hashem El Yoshua Kum Lach." Hashem tells Yoshua, "Get up for yourself." Why are you falling on your face? Your prayer worked. Rabbi Elazar said further, a prominent person shouldn't be wearing sackcloth unless he's confident that he's going to be answered. Like Yoram ben Achav, Shneim, as it says, "Vayikishma Amelach Astivri Aisha." When the king heard the words of the woman, "Vayikras Begadav," and he tore his clothing. "Vuover Alachoma," he was walking on the wall. "Vayara Am Vineh Asakal Psoro," the people saw, and he was wearing sackcloth, and the famine stopped. Okay, Amar Belazar Belazar said another lesson. "Lo Akol Bekriya," not all are answered by tearing their clothing. "Lo Akol Benafila," not everyone is answered by falling on their face in prayer. Moshe and Aaron benefila. Moshe and Aaron were answered when they fell on their face. Yoshua v'kalev bekriya. They were answered once they tore their clothing. Moshe and Aaron benefila. Moshe and Aaron were answered when they fell on their face. D'ksiv, it says, "V'yipu Moshe and Aaron al pneihem." Yoshua v'kalev bekriya. D'ksiv, Yoshua benun v'kalev ben yifune. Karu b'gdeihem. They tore their clothing. Maskel Reb Zeira, Rabbi Tamer, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Reb Zeira, and some say Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, ask this. Yavaksiv, it would have said, Yehoshua. It would have said, Yehoshua benun v'kale ben Yefuna karu b'gdeihem. It would have meant what you said, that they were answered through tearing their clothing. But now that it says, V'Yehoshua, there's a vav. That's to say, since it said about Moshe and Aaron there, V'Yipa Moshe Aaron al Pneihem, so it's saying, V'Yehoshua ben Nun, V'Kaleb ben Yefuneh, Karu b'gdeihem. It's saying that Hava Avu, they did both. They fell on their face and they tore their clothing. And therefore, there's no proof that they were only answered because they tore their clothing. Maybe they were answered because, in addition to tearing their clothing, they also fell on their face. Amar Belazar, Belazar said, in the future, when Hashem will redeem the Jewish people, and the nations of the world will subdue themselves to the Jews, and they won't want to honor the Jews. Lo akol bekima, not all will merit to honor them by rising for the Jews. Lo akol bishtachavaya, not all will merit by bowing to the Jews. Malachim bekima, the kings will honor the Jews by standing for them. The sarim and the ministers bishtachavaya, by bowing to the Jews. Malachim bekima, the kings will do it through standing for them. It's because it says, "Kol my Hashem, glory yourself to the show." So says Hashem, the Redeemer of Israel. Even though now they are not respectful to the Jews and slaves rule over the Jews, in the future Malachim Yiru V'kamu, kings will see and get up to greet them. And the ministers will honor them by bowing down, because it says Sarim Vayishtachavu, Leman Hashem Asher Ne'eman Kadosh Yisrael Vayivcharecha. Maskeflor Reb Zeira v'yitem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman yavaksiv v'sarim yishtachavu. That would be kiddikam, as you said. But Hashdiksiv now doesn't say that. It says sarim v'yishtachavu. That's to say haba ha'avid. The sarim are doing both. The sarim are getting up and they're bowing down. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Afani Omer. I also say lo akol lo ora. Not everyone in the future is going to merit light. Lo akol lo simcha. Not everyone in the future is going to merit joy. Tzadikim liora. The tzadikim will get the light. V'yisharim lo simcha. On the right, the straight ones are going to get the joy. Tzadikim liora. The tzadikim get the light. The chesed, because it says or zeru al tzadik. And v'yisharim simcha. V'yisharim are going to have the joy. The chesed, because it says v'yishrei lev simcha. To the straight of heart, there will be joy. Ad kan daf yedaled.